CSI News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a large share of U.S. adults doubt the mental capabilities of both President Biden and former President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A new AP NORC poll finds that more than 6 in 10 Americans are not very or not at all confident in Mr. Biden's mental capability to serve effectively as president. A slightly smaller share, 57%, says that Trump lacks the mental fitness for the job. Many respondents to the survey were deeply pessimistic about their likely choices in November because of age and the risk of cognitive decline. Biden is 81 years old and Trump is 77. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Mark Sherman reports the Supreme Court has unanimously rejected state efforts to keep Donald Trump off primary ballots.
The Supreme Court has restored Donald Trump to the presidential ballot, ending state efforts to disqualify him. It's a major victory for the former president and the leading candidate for the Republican nomination.
The justices ruled the day before the Super Tuesday primaries that states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. That power resides with Congress, the court wrote in an unsigned opinion. The Supreme Court has temporarily halted a new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally. Hours after the Justice Department asked the High Court to intervene, the court on Monday blocked the Texas immigration law from going into effect until next week. The High Court also requested a response from the state by Monday. A federal appeals court over the weekend stayed U.S. District Judge David Ezra's sweeping rejection of the law signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 97 points. This is SRN News. What are the biggest problems facing America?
Abortion? Racism? Moral decay? No. The latest Gallup poll finds immigration is the biggest concern for most people far and away. Number two is the failures of government, and the economy places a distant third. Only 3% of respondents say they're concerned about the decline of religion, morality, and ethics in the U.S., and only 4% are worried about racial issues. Abortion didn't even make the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's attorney general filed a lawsuit accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent. The lawsuit filed by Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey is based on a video from the conservative group Project Veritas. The video is of a conversation between Planned Parenthood employees and someone impersonating an individual seeking an abortion for a fictitious 13-year-old girl. This is SRN News. A multi-billion dollar slap on the wrist for Apple in the EU. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Commission's Margrethe Vestager has told the media her units fined Apple nearly $2 billion for abusing its dominant position on the market for the distribution of music streaming apps.
Apple did so by restricting app developers' ability to inform users of Apple devices about alternative, cheaper options to purchase music available on the internet outside of the Apple ecosystem.
The move is the 27-nation bloc's first ever antitrust penalty against the U.S. tech giant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful blizzard has dumped more than 10 feet of snow on at least one California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.